I waited out with this guy while he gets his Indian motorcycle. That's like a joke.
Anybody that, and I just have a warning for anybody. If Peter Boyle ever calls you and says, hey, let's go look at bikes.
We're going to go buy an Indian.
You're going to come back a lot poorer than when you went out.
You're going to go buy a new Indian. We put the picture of your new Indian up, and we were at the Indian dealer. That is a great bike, Tom.
Oh, God, I love it, man, I must admit.
And then yesterday we saw they brought in the new Scouts are here.
Yeah.
And we saw them yesterday, and we were getting the 500 miles on your bike.
Yeah.
But enough about you. What about me? What do you think of me?
you leave for any length of time, and this is the kind of thing that happens. You know,
Lots of trouble. All right, so we just got off the phone with John Ransom. Mm. What is the truth about this Chairman Steve House story?
Mm. Well, I can tell you this. That the reason that we met with Steve House was to express concerns of a lot of people. It was not something that I, Cynthia Kaufman, and Becky Mizell chose unilaterally to do. We were asked to do that because we represented the people who were the most supportive of Steve when he ran, and we certainly were. Cynthia, the Attorney General, was, of course, she made the nominating speech. She was an incredibly gutsy and is an incredibly gutsy person to stand up when a lot of people would think that it's not the right thing, you know, or it's a scary thing to do for an incumbent, but she did. And we all believed that we had something better than what we were dealing with in the form of Ryan Call. And the issues that we had to bring to Steve's attention were serious and were such a nature that a meeting of this sort was necessary. What was not necessary was for it to become a public discussion of things that are untoward. He could have done and stayed with the course which he set out on, which was to resign 10 minutes after our meeting, which he sent an email to that effect. And that would have pretty much ended it. It would have been a quiet and certainly a less ugly situation than we now face. But all I'm telling you is that it was nothing that, you know, three of us were sitting around one day and said, hey, I know what, let's go tell Steve he's got to quit. This came about as a result of lots of folks, including state legislators who were supportive of him at one time, who are now not. And they are not for reasons that may very well all certainly come out. But, you know, it's one of those things, I hate to say it like this because it sounds so legalese, but, you know, things may end up in court. You better... We have to be very, very careful about how we proceed in this nature. We are not saying, you know, all of these things that are in the paper are his allegations about what happened. They're his. I mean, he is making the statements. We are not. All I'm telling you is that I, like you, supported him, wanted him to succeed. It is certainly apparent to us that we may have made the wrong choice. But anyway, we'll see where it goes. I don't know. I mean, we did what we had to do. And as I say, at the behest of a lot of people, it certainly wasn't just us. I want to reiterate that because that's the way it's being portrayed, that either I or Becky Mizell, who's the state chair in Pueblo, the county chair in Pueblo.
We like her a lot. We
oh,
love
my
Becky.
God. She is she is absolutely the best. And Cynthia Kaufman, you know, I got a text message last night from Channel 9 News saying that the allegation was from Steve that Cynthia wanted to meet with him and that Becky and I crashed this meeting for the purpose of, quote, blackmailing him. Well, I mean, it was Cynthia who called the meeting, and she did so, as I say, because we, the three of us, were his primary supporters. And so we wanted to impress upon him the concerns of a lot of people and the fact that this was serious, and that the best thing we believed for him to do was resign. And he agreed. And I mean, he did so by, as I say, 10 minutes afterwards. Then whatever happened, happened, and he chose to renege. So it just didn't have to be this way, but what can you do? The issues are serious, and that's really all I can say about them. They are certainly not things that, you know, are trivial in nature or have anything to do, by the way, with personalities or motives that are not of the highest order. Nobody is looking to be, I don't intend to be chairman of the Republican Party, I guarantee. Somebody says to me, why don't you do that? You're a unifier. You unify everybody against you.
Yeah, sure. I thought that guy in Lebanon said, forever, whatever you do, don't help us.
Right.
That was a great line. Whatever you do, for God's sake, don't help us.
There are no ulterior motives here. What in the world would Cynthia Kaufman, who is, I mean, her credibility, her reputation, do you think it'd be easy for her, especially? She is the Attorney General of the state of Colorado. She was his nominating speech. And do you think it's an easy thing to do to then have to take this step, meet with him to discuss these kinds of issues? Do you think anybody wanted to do that? I assure you. And I told him when we were there, I would rather be almost anywhere than here tonight to do this. I don't know how it will play out. I certainly have no idea. Now it is essentially up to the executive committee of the state Republican Party to take whatever action they wish to take, if any. I mean,
yeah. He should. I mean, like I said, and I know we're on a time frame. Danny's standing by, but when we first met Steve, he came in the studio, spent time with us. We supported him. When he dumping Ryan Call, I was jazzed. I thought his move with the log cabin Republicans to get them to the Western conservative, I thought it was a Kissinger, Machiavellian, brilliant move.
Yeah, we talked about it.
Yeah,
absolutely.
I thought that was just great. And now this, and if everything that John Ransom has said is true, is true. Others have said is true. If he is smart, stop the story now and walk away. And that's Steve, with all respect in the world, I'm sure you're on the listening to us now, walk away, because it's almost like that crazy woman who keeps trying to insist she's black, and she keeps the story alive by saying crazier things the next day.
Yeah.
And all she has to do to stop all of this right now, and she did some weird Obama thing, no one saw me born, there's a weird birth certificate. I'm thinking, oh my God. I mean, it's like Barack Obama story stuff. And so, as I told you, the only thing the Lebanese asked me, is he a Muslim? Sure. Why not? But I'm saying the same thing. It's like, walk away, and we'll see. I know that the beat goes on.
Yeah.
I'll give you a call. Since I can't sleep, maybe we'll go ride motorcycles.
Yeah, believe me, it was such a nice day yesterday.
Yeah, it was great.
And to ride afterwards, after all this crap, it was very therapeutic.
All right, I'll give you a call. We'll go ride this afternoon. They want to talk to you on hold. I love you. All right, Congressman, former Congressman. Yeah. All right, Capitalist is next, everybody. Tomorrow morning at 5 a.m., our website is 710knus.com. You must see what we called a crucifix that this Iranian guy made and said, this Iraqi guy made and said, please take it home. All right, we're after.